Good morning, KUVO. Joining me in the studio today is Angel Massey. She and her husband, Bobby Massey, established Wonderland Outdoors in 2023. Now, by their love of lessons, freedom, mindfulness, and beauty of the outdoors, they drive to be good stewards of the land and waters they enjoy. They will embody these values in every aspect of their business and inspire others to join them in their mission of promoting kindness, mindfulness, environmental stewardship, accountability, and respect always. This week, Wonderland Outdoors has been recognized as the Condé Nast Traveler's 2024 Bright Ideas in Travel list. Congratulations. Good morning, Angel. I appreciate you for taking time to join us here on KUVO Community Connection.
Thank you so much for having me on, and thank you for that amazing introduction.
I do what I can. All right. So tell us what prompted you and Bobby to start Wonderland Outdoors.
Well, Bobby and I kind of connected over our love of the outdoors together. When we got together, one of the first things that he did is we flew down to Fairhope, Alabama to go offshore fishing, and he wanted to introduce me to his love of fishing. And I already had, like, this hiking group in Washington, D.C., where I was residing at the time. I was a TV journalist and all that stuff. And in order to have, like, a catharsis, I started this group of women hiking out in the outdoors. Even though, you know, I'm from Baltimore, I'm from the city, I'm a city girl, the outdoors has always called to me. And so long story short, Bobby and I, the first time that he had a break from football, they call it a football bye week, where each team gets like a week off during season or whatever.
Right.
We decided that we wanted to come to Colorado on our kind of like first official vacation as a couple. And when we came out here, we went fly fishing. And now we're from the East Coast. Bobby's from the South. He's a bass fisherman.
Okay.
And so fly fishing was new to us both, but we were hooked, no pun intended, immediately, because the feeling of the sport is meditative and mindful, and it's relaxing. And Colorado already being just so immensely beautiful, we knew that it was something that we wanted to do all the time. So whenever we got a chance, we'd come back here, we'd go fly fishing here. But we did notice, of course, that there were some things that if we had opportunity to change about the experience, we would do it. Bobby and I have, like, you know, we have soul. When we go in the outdoors, we cook with soul. We cook with ingredients. You know, we bring our own special brand of recreating in the outdoors out there. And we knew that we wanted to share that with people. And on a particular trip to Estes Park, we met a fly fishing guy named Doc.
Mm.
And Bobby became, like, they became immediately enthralled with each other, even though there was, like, this 50-year age gap. It was like it didn't exist. And so he became a great family friend of ours, and he's an older gentleman. And so he knew that eventually he would want to pass his guiding business on to someone, and he asked Bobby. But Bobby was still playing at the time. And so, but it kind of like lit a spark in our minds. And by this time, I had transitioned from journalism into like being a meditation practitioner, being a mindful outdoor guide. And when he got called to come to the Denver Broncos, it was kind of like kismet. I was like, okay, are we supposed to be creating a guide service where we had the opportunity to do it our way? And so we did it.
That's amazing. Wow. Wow. I'm so glad you ended up here.
Yeah, me too. I love Colorado. We knew that we wanted to live here. Even before he got signed by the Denver Broncos, we actually bought a house here the year before. So
Wow. All
directions, all signs pointed towards Colorado.
Denver, Colorado, mile high. Welcome. All right. So let's talk about writing. Tell us about the writing experience.
Yeah. So for the writing experience, we partner with Brown Family Ranch. And it's a wonderful woman-owned ranch in Longmont, Colorado. And so we offer a writing experience that includes riding through like the Boulder Flat Irons. And we have a few other permits to ride in open spaces in Jefferson County and Boulder County. But you are on these beautiful horses. You're like riding through the countryside with the mountains as the backdrop. You stop in like a bucolic vista and you have champagne and you have a charcuterie board.
Oh my.
And you have professionally taken photos. And then you ride back and you can learn about Brown Family Ranch and the horsemanship with Emma Brown. She is the owner of Brown Family Ranch. So we're really grateful to partner with them for the riding experience because their mission is in line with ours and they're woman-owned, which is really cool. And yeah.
That's wonderful. So you are a mindful hiking experience. You offer that. Mm-hmm. So what does that include?
Okay. So I'm a mindful outdoor guide. And so I was trained at the Kripalu Institute. It's in Massachusetts. And what it is basically marrying meditation, present moment awareness, and mindfulness with hiking and using mindfulness as a way to access a deeper connection with the outdoors. So when you go hiking with me, it's less of a, I guess, like physically straining hike. It's more of like a relaxation.
Nice.
A sauntering, if you will, in the mountains. During the hike, we do meditation. We do a little bit of tree hugging, like, you know, feeling that energy. It's a little woo-woo, but, you know, it's very relaxing, feeling that energy from the outdoors and the trees. I always do an indigenous land acknowledgement in the beginning so that we can, like, deepen our connection with the land and respect the ancestors who were stewards of it beforehand.
Yes.
And then you move through the woods, and then I show you some, I like to call them like superhuman, supernatural skills that humans lost to technology, basically. I try to reawaken those. One is called owl eyes, so opening up your peripheral vision to what it truly could be, and fox walking, which is allowing you to move over the land in a way that's not disturbing the land so you can be a part of the landscape. And then we always do these hikes in really beautiful places. And then when you come back, I have like snacks and refreshments for you and all that. So
wow, that sounds like an incredible experience.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Sometimes I'm out there like meditating myself during the experience. So it's just nice to be able to provide something that isn't just fun, but is kind of edifying for people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's wonderful. It's just absolutely wonderful. So some of my coworkers immensely enjoyed this experience. So tell us about the food and fire experience.
Okay.
Can you expound on that?
Absolutely. So Food by Fire is an open fire experience with Chef Bobby. Bobby has made the transition from NFL player to chef.
Wow.
And we have these specially made open fire grills where we're using hickory wood. You're able to eat like Wagyu steaks, and it's a 3-course meal outside by the water. And we also have like a violinist outside to just kind of add to that experience. So all of your senses are engaged. And so what your coworkers went to was our Juneteenth celebration.
Okay.
So we're woman-owned, we're Black-owned, and what we wanted to do was bring some Black cultural traditions to the outdoor industry. And so we did our first annual Juneteenth celebration. We had a violinist out there. We had the tents with people under it eating catfish, hush puppies, and it was all fresh. Wagyu baked beans and macaroni and cheese, just like food that is of our culture,
right,
that we wanted
food
to share. Exactly. And so it was wonderful to get together with the community, to let people know who we are, to let people know that we are what we are about. And so we're going to have that every year.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I have to get in on that.
Yes. Definitely come next year.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay. Well, it sounds like this would be a great gift for someone who enjoys the outdoors, as we are in the holiday season, and it's time to be getting gifts and stuff like that. So what do you have coming up in the near future? You said you have the Juneteenth special coming up.
Yep.
The fly fish fishing thing is going on. And anything you'd like to add?
Yes. And so it's a great gift for even someone who doesn't enjoy the outdoors, because we add luxury to our experiences, which makes them more accessible for people who might not want to get dirty, you know? And so what we have coming up is next year we're going to add a adventure travel experience to Belize. Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to go down to Belize, be met with our professional fly fishing guides down there, eat a fresh catch, go fly fishing, fishing for permit, and then the second annual Juneteenth celebration, and just more Wanderland, more mindfulness, more experiences.
And the website?
Yeah, wanderlandoutdoors.com.
Okay, and you're on social pages?
Yes, at Wanderland Outdoors for X, Twitter, and Instagram as well.
Okay, very good. So, and then you got another award, I heard.
We did, yes. Yeah. So we are in the December issue of the 5280 magazine's Best of the Mountain West.
Nice.
And we are so proud and honored to be in there.
Oh, wow. I'm honored to have you in the studio
I'm
today.
I'm honored to be with you, Miss Kang. Thank you
right.
so much.
Well, Angel, thank you for taking time away from your Wonderland outdoor experience to visit us here at the Kobo Kubo Studios in downtown Denver for Community Connection, a Colorado where everyone feels seen and heard.